Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Good morning. The government announced €16 billion in direct aid and soft loans yesterday to help companies and households weather the sky-high energy prices that are pushing up inflation and stoking social discontent. The government will approve the package today to mitigate the fallout of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, so Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said at a corporate event. The three-month plan will come into force on April the 1st. Truck drivers have been on strike for 2 weeks over fuel prices, causing sporadic goods shortages around the country. Around €6 billion will come as direct aid and tax cuts, mostly extended from a previous package related to the pandemic, while the remaining €10 billion are subsidised loans. There will also be limits on house rent increases and caps on energy prices. It will initially be approved by decree as the government's fragile parliamentary majority makes approval in Congress difficult. Sanchez on Friday broke off negotiations at the European Council until he secured an Iberian exception for Spain and Portugal that would allow them to cap gas prices. The government is now thrashing out the details of its plan, pending final European approval. The cap on gas prices could be set at €30 per megawatt hour, according to a minister from Unidas Podemos. The government will also extend a fuel subsidy for truckers and transportation companies to all citizens. Consumer associations have criticised the package as insufficient, and some truckers remain on strike, albeit causing less disruption than last week. Spain's place in the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France is in doubt whilst it's being investigated for fielding an ineligible player. Spain qualified on March 13th for its second Rugby World Cup and first since 1999. But World Rugby said yesterday it was convening an independent judicial committee to examine a possible breach in World Cup qualifying of Regulation 8 concerning a player's eligibility for internationals. World Rugby was made aware of a potential breach concerning one member of the Spanish national men's senior team, it said in a statement. The review reportedly concerned South African-born front rower Gavin van der Berg. He made his debut on December 18th as Spain beat the Netherlands 52-7 in Amsterdam in the Rugby Europe Championship, which also doubled as World Cup qualifying. Van der Berg was a second-half replacement and scored a try. Van der Berg arrived in Spain in 2018 and had to live here for 3 years to qualify on residency before his debut on December 18th. But he reportedly returned to South Africa for 4 months in 2019. If Spain is found guilty of breaching Regulation 8, it could lose at least the 10 competition points it won against the Netherlands. That would drop it from second to fourth in European qualifying and out of the Rugby World Cup. And Spain's Catalonia and Aragon regions have reached an agreement to submit a joint bid to host the 2030 Winter Olympics. Barcelona-based newspaper La Vanguardia reported that Spain's Olympic Committee President Alejandro Blanco sent a formal letter to the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and local executives with the details about the bid that will be presented to the International Olympics Committee in due course. Japan's Sapporo is considered as the favourite to stage the event, with former Winter Games hosts Vancouver in Canada and Salt Lake City in the United States also reportedly interested. The idea of hosting the Olympics has divided public opinion in the Spanish regions, especially since Catalonia's pro-independence government did not want to include Aragon in the bid due to political dispute. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.